as a tassel.
And the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks that you have to brush off the ear when you shuck it.
Silk.
The kind of small yellow crookneck vegetable, I believe you mentioned it.
Squash.
And then what kind of melons have you raised?
Well, I've raised it, not now, but we have raised watermelons. Cantaloupes is called a melon too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Any other kind of melon?
I don't think of any.
What springs up in the woods and fields after a rain?
Mushrooms.
Back about the melons, is there, well, of course, you never raised muskmelons?
Yes. It's different taste from a cantaloupe. It's more, I don't know, Frank never liked it much because it's sort of fainted taste, he said.
What did you call them then?
Mushmelon.
Well, now, is it just like a cantaloupe?
No, it's a usual thing. The ones we've always grown were long.
Oh, they were not shaped like it?
Did they
look like it on the outside?
Yes, they were yellow.
I didn't know that. Now we're back to the mushrooms. Speaking of mushrooms, you called it a... If it's not good to eat and you might find it out in the woods, what might you call it?
Well, they were called toadstools, the name I have in your farm.
If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat's all swollen, you might say that he couldn't eat anything hard because he couldn't...
Swallow.
If I said, can you, and you weren't able to do it, you might say, no,
I can't.
If somebody asks you about sundown to come do some work, and you think it's too late, so you say, I got up to work before sunup, and
I'm tired.
Or, all I'm going to do today,
I have done all I'm going to do, finished all I'm going to do today.
If there was a terrible accident up the road and there was no need to call a doctor because, you might say there was no need to call a doctor because all the people in there, the person driving is
dead.
Or he was what, by the time I got there, you might say he was
dead by the time, passed away.
I was already dead, or passed away. If a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
deserved.
Or if he got one, a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
awful.
Yes, or you might say he did something he
shouldn't have done.
In refusing in a very strong way, you'd say, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I
will not do it.
When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself and your friend was standing around without helping, you might say, you... You're thinking about it, and you wish they'd helped you. You're saying,
you should have helped me.
All right, and then if you say, I'm not sure, you're talking about doing something, you said, I'm not sure, but you're thinking you will be able to do this. You say, I'm not sure, but
I think I can.
And then if you said, if it quits raining by Thursday, to get the yard work done,
I will.
Or if you think
we'll be able to do it.
The kind of bird that can see in the dark. We're getting on birds now.
Owl, I believe, can see in the dark.
Well, what kind of owl makes a scary noise at night?
We call them screech owls.
And then there's another one that makes a different kind of noise. What's
they
it?
Call him the hoot owl.
And what kind of bird drills holes in the trees?
A woodpecker.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Well,